SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, kode etik tempat kerja di Australia berbeda-beda di setiap perusahaan. Namun terdapat beberapa aturan tidak tertulis yang umumnya diikuti di sebagian besar bisnis dan industri. Selain itu, ada juga beberapa aturan tempat kerja tidak tertulis di Australia yang berkembang menjadi serangkaian norma sosial. Dalam episode Australia Explained kali ini, kita akan membahas cara memahami dan membiasakan diri dengan aturan tidak tertulis ini saat memulai pekerjaan baru. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano. Setelah mendapatkan pekerjaan baru di Australia, penting untuk memahami aturan tidak tertulis dari perusahaan itu. Robin Jones, Associate Dean Academic Staffing dan Associate Professor di UTS Business School menjelaskan.
So whilst we have these sort of written codes of conduct, it's those unwritten rules that can be quite challenging and can impact on someone's career progression, because maybe if you're not following those unwritten rules and you're not aware of them, it might be seen that you're not necessarily a team player or you're not somebody who fits into the culture of our organisation.
Professor Jones memberikan rincian hal-hal yang perlu diwaspadai.
Some of the common ones you might hear about how you work at your desk. So it might be about whether you engage in personal conversations at your desk, whether you can take phone calls at your desk. Things like not eating at your desk, because often a lot of people complain about the smells or the fragrances coming from what people are eating. Other things might relate more into behaviours and emotions. So about to what extent is it acceptable to bring your emotions to the workplace, whether you gossip or not. Talking about your social activities in the workplace, at some places that's very much frowned upon.
Mematuhi aturan berpakaian adalah aspek penting lainnya dari budaya tempat kerja. Meskipun banyak tempat kerja mempertahankan aturan berpakaian kasual atau casual business, pakaian kantor dapat sangat bervariasi tergantung pada industri perusahaan dan tempat kerja tertentu. Di luar pedoman yang terlihat nyata ini, Profesor Jones mengatakan ada juga aturan yang tak tertulis tentang bagaimana orang berhubungan dengan orang lain di kantor.
Some of the others might have to do with how you build relationships and how you network. There's often unwritten rules around that within workplaces, and also playing politics within the workplace and how you maybe deal with the internal politics of an organisation is a really important part. And there's a lot of rules that often go along with that that you'll only get to know over time, that you might pick up from looking at other people within the organisation as to how they behave.
Profesor Jones menambahkan bahwa aturan tak tertulis penting lainnya melibatkan gaya komunikasi email.
Can you use emojis and exclamation marks and things like that? What's the etiquette around using those? And again, that might not necessarily be something that's written down. It's something that might be more informal as to how people communicate, but you can certainly put people offside with the way that you go about communicating through emails.
Christine Casley adalah Chief Executive Officer Multicultural Australia, sebuah organisasi yang berbasis di Queensland yang membantu para migran beradaptasi dengan kehidupan baru mereka di negara bagian tersebut. Ia mengatakan Australia memiliki sistem hukum dan peraturan tempat kerja yang komprehensif yang bertujuan untuk melindungi hak dan kesejahteraan pekerja.
The Australian workplace is, I think, very highly regulated, possibly more highly regulated than the workspaces of a lot of other countries. We do have a migrant workers' rights project. It's around actually informing people about this is your pay that you're entitled to receive. There are awards that apply to this role. These are the work conditions that you should expect. These are the work hours that you should be working. But there's also a whole range of things around what you need to do around your paperwork on taxes and superannuation and insurance.
Di Australia, perundungan dianggap serius dan ada langkah-langkah yang diambil untuk mengatasi dan mencegahnya. Penekanan terhadap regulasi ini meluas ke berbagai aspek lingkungan tempat kerja. Di tempat kerja Australia, menyampaikan ketidaksetujuan dapat diungkapkan bervariasi berdasarkan norma budaya dan dilakukan dengan cara yang penuh hormat serta konstruktif. Najat Basar, eksekutif produser dari SBS Turki, menjelaskan.
There is this work culture of politeness. You have people appear as if they agree. At first they say, oh, okay, yes, you're right. That's a good point. And then say just the opposite. I try to move the conversation in a different direction. They start with, okay, there are no wrong answers. But there are wrong answers. In Turkey, it's more blunt. You have to say, no, that's wrong. This is the right way of doing things.
Selain itu, orang Australia menggunakan jabat tangan, anggukan, atau sapaan lisan sebagai bentuk interaksi kantor yang mereka sukai. Miss Cassley mengatakan, biasanya lebih baik untuk menghindari menunjukkan rasa sayang secara terang-terangan di antara rekan-rekan kerja.
There are some countries where it's actually customary to hug everyone, even kind of do the double cheek kiss, which is not really the done thing in Australia, but kind of half and half. And then when you get even other different cultures as well, say, you know, a lot of Asian cultures, you absolutely do not do it.
Ketepatan waktu juga sangat dihargai di tempat kerja Australia. Ketepatan waktu menunjukkan rasa hormat terhadap waktu orang lain dan dipandang sebagai tanda profesionalisme. Profesor Jones mengatakan, memahami budaya seputar jam-jam Anda diharapkan berada di kantor juga penting.
Whilst there might be written in your employment contract, there's often this unwritten rule where people may work until a certain point in time into the evening. So maybe officially meant to finish at say 5:30, but people work through until 7 o'clock. And if you're not seen to be there till later, it's thought, oh, that person's not very dedicated because they always up and leave right on time. I think a number of organisations have tried to change that.
Istilah umum morning tea atau minum kopi, istirahat sejenak untuk minum kopi dan camilan, adalah hal yang umum di tempat kerja Australia dan dipandang sebagai kesempatan untuk bersosialisasi dan mempererat hubungan tim. Namun, beberapa migran mungkin tidak terbiasa dengan praktik ini dan mungkin menganggapnya tidak etis dan membuang-buang waktu. Berikut ini cerita dari Miss Cassley tentang seorang migran baru yang dibantu olehnya untuk beradaptasi dengan pekerjaan barunya.
She said, everyone kept saying, let's have a coffee, and I don't drink coffee. And I would just keep saying, well, no, because I don't drink coffee, and I didn't realize let's have a coffee means let's catch up, let's connect. You can drink other things other than coffee, but it becomes a really important point about connection. And I think it's understanding how you create those connections. What are the tips and tricks that actually is a thing that people struggle with most navigating their way through the workplace?
Ia menambahkan bahwa terkadang tidak memahami aturan tak tertulis di tempat kerja dapat menyebabkan seseorang menjadi terisolasi.
We shouldn't just expect it to be off the person just coming into the workplace to kind of be trying to navigate it themselves. We should put it on workplaces to actually understand that there is a navigation piece that needs to happen.
Miss Cassley mengatakan, meskipun penting bagi perusahaan untuk memfasilitasi proses ini, pekerja dapat mempermudah transisi mereka dengan mengajukan pertanyaan dan mencari mentor atau teman.
What a person coming in as a migrant into the workplace could do when they start is to kind of say, I need to understand the culture of the workplace to be able to perform to the best of my ability. What support can you give me as the employer to make sure that I'm doing the best for you?
Nah, pendengar, berlangganan atau ikuti podcast Australia Explain untuk mendapatkan informasi dan kiat yang lebih berharga tentang beradaptasi dengan kehidupan baru Anda di Australia. Jika Anda memiliki pertanyaan atau ide topik, kirimkan email kepada kami pada alamat australiaexplained@sbs.com.au. Laporan ini disusun oleh Ciara Pasano untuk Australia Explained dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.